Warren Buffett says that investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. If you've got talents, no one can take them from you. So there's no more stumbling out of bed any longer because I fear breaking a hip. So I have to be wide-eyed and alert and aware as I make my way down the stairs from that overnight, bright, loud heat chamber. There's a gurgling coffee pot and it's so enticing in the morning, but the temperature plummets between the bedroom at the top of the mountain and the second level. But there's slippers sitting at the bottom of the mountain in this cold valley, and that liquid stimulation pours into this body as I descend two more levels to the coldest room in this new home of mine. Good morning. This is definitely a wake-up call in this office, and learning to control the thermostat is among the new skills that are necessary when you buy a new multi-level home. The office this morning is 15.556 degrees, and you can trust me, I feel every 1,000th of a degree when it's that cold. So I was thinking, like, maybe this is just therapeutics. A climb up and down the mountain of stairs gets you warmed up, and you go from the heat to the cold. It's got to be good for you. 1,000 steps a day, going from one extreme temperature to another. Yeah, I'll go with that. So this weekend, there was an article in the Globe and Mail, and the headline read, "Inside the corporate dash to buy up dentist's offices, vet clinics, and pharmacies." Fueled by an international private equity fund, consolidating firms have been on a tear in health professional fields, buying up practices in fields such as vet medicine, dental care, optometry, and pharmacies, and assembling them into change. And you know what I think? I say, well, flux. Flux. And this has been our word for the last 5 years in dentistry. Flux it. Your opinion on the matter, when I discuss this with all my offices, it seems to be mostly that corporate dentistry is not healthy for the profession. But people are still selling. They've bought 5%, according to the article, of the practices in Canada. So this last week, I sent out that link to the Globe and Mail story and followed up with visits in the offices. I wanted to hear what the thoughts were. This article points out that 30% of offices in the United States are now owned by large corporations. 30%. In Canada, they say it's 5%. I think the Canadian statistic is wrong. The percentage, in my opinion, is likely double that amount. But since nobody really knows who owns the offices due to regulatory workarounds, who knows? And what is a corporate dentist anyways? Is that somebody who owns five practices or 500 practices? Who knows? Your guess is as good as mine. Only the largest companies will tell you how many they own because they're looking for shareholders to invest in them and show them their growth. Although they're not required to let the public know which offices they own, and many of these corporations are privately funded. So this isn't a podcast to start some big controversy. It's just to say, flux, damn it. The longer a person spends in any business, the more likely you're going to see dramatic changes. And, well, flux is life. We're constantly changing and growing and learning and adopting. We start a new relationship. We start new projects, new investments. We put everything we have into these relationships and projects and investments only to find out that someone changed the rules along the way. Well, flux it. Just because the rules change doesn't mean you have to follow along blindly. There's always some new opportunity in every flux. It's a mindset that you can and you will always find a way to be the game changer. In dentistry, my own imagination points me to many different directions when thinking about how to compete. You know that I have competitors. I know that they all just want to go the direction of the lowest price. That's about the only way they seem to be able to compete rather than thinking outside the box. Well, renowned billionaire investor Warren Buffett was asked, what's the best way to protect yourself in the current volatile stock market against inflation? He put it quite simply, have a skill. That hard work that you have done has given you a skill. Maybe there's others competing in the same arena for that prized patient. Maybe there's large, deep-pocketed corporations that are after that same prized patient and your prized team members. It might be difficult to achieve the prize in a business that's oriented around people and personal skills. But this is where you can expound your skill and not have to worry about the large companies. We can't let dentistry become a commodity. So that Warren B., rich investor dude, goes on to say, the one easy way to become worth 50% more than you are now, at least, is to hone your communication skill, both written and verbal. If you can't communicate, it's like winking at a girl in the dark and nothing happens. You have all the brain power in the world, but you have to be able to transmit it. So I ask, are you winking in the dark? I should probably edit these because I just took a sip of water. That's why. But I thought you should think about that one. Are you winking in the dark? Are you using your talent? And have you learned to communicate that talent? So hopefully you took the time to read the Globe and Mail article. Look it up. It was not written by an insider. The article points to many negative aspects of corporations taking over all these firms, vet and pet and pharmacy. But much of this is misconstrued. A lot of the, in our business anyways, a lot of the offices I visit, I think it's a lot of gossip and rumor. The practices that have been purchased, at least in Canada, were mostly top performing clinics that were privately owned and had reputable owners and providers, and once they were purchased, continued to just perform the way that they've always performed. They didn't change anything in the clinic, maybe added a few efficiencies. From what I've seen in so far in Canada, there is no agenda in these clinics to start changing treatment plans or instill quotas. They haven't done anything different. They don't want the doctors to change the way that they do business. They purchase these businesses because they're already profitable and doing well. They're like, keep doing what you're doing. We like it. But the largest challenge that they're going to face when you buy a business that already has a skilled and trusted provider and team is replacing them, because most of these clinics are already on the other end of the rainbow. These corporations do get better pricing and on some items, yet the bottom line overall isn't dramatically different from private operators. That is a fallacy. Supply costs, which are public for at least one of the largest public corporations, they were 6.1% of gross income. 6.1%. As long as I've been in this business, we've been 6-8%. The last couple of years have been an abnormality because of PPE costs and new. And of course, it took us a lot longer to do the same treatment that we used to do. So costs were through the roof the last couple of years, but they're going to be reflected in new fee guide and inflation, and eventually will be 6-8%. We want to drive that down. My business is extremely competitive. There's lots of ways that competitors come into this business and try to drive down costs, mostly trying to replace name brand products with similar quality products that are no name. Is a really good way to drop your overhead. But anyways, these corporations, going back to that, think about their structure. They buy a clinic that had X amount of people. They want you to run the same, but now there's a manager that has to manage that clinic, and the manager has a manager in the big office as well, back in head office in Toronto. And that manager has another manager who has a CEO and CFO. They all want to get paid. That structure wasn't in that clinic before, and labor is the most expensive part. So take the efficiencies and the profit that company was enjoying as a private entity. Take that profit, and it's going towards paying a lot more people. Very expensive. So that might make up for some of the huge efficiencies they got from the supply side, but they have a lot of other inefficiencies. What about the person who came and wined and dined that clinic and took them for a, you know, really high-end football or basketball game and a nice supper after? What about all the get-togethers at all the dental meetings that have huge corporate sponsorship? All of that costs money. It's all off the bottom line. Anyways, it's not what people think. The clinics that these corporations purchase, they hope to keep the current team, but that isn't always the case. Some of the talent decides they're going to leave and they need to be replaced. There's regional managers. And as I mentioned, there's CFOs and CEOs. And the recruiters are all six-figure superstar sales guys. Anyways, is there some value in the scale of corporations? For sure. But there's challenges. It needs to be run like any business. How do you replace the skill and mostly the personality of the experienced, trusted operators that you purchased when they decide that they're done? They put in their time. They did their, you know, they fulfilled their contract. We all understand that our business takes a lot of mentorship. The people that might replace that experienced dentist don't have the relationship with the hundreds or thousands of patients that were coming to that clinic. So it might be a goal to make it more of a commodity, like our great location, our good services. That should be something that should be in place for any business. You need to always have a good patient experience to keep them coming in your doors. You may be a superstar provider of service and do the gold star dentistry, but are you communicating properly with your patients? Are you marketing those skills? As Warren Buffett says, that will increase your income over 50%. Corporations are very good at marketing and communication with patients. That is a skill, and that is something that you could learn to do. In order to invest all that time and money, hundreds of thousands of dollars in personal time to become educated, you do have a skill. And you've invested millions of dollars and years of personal time to build your business. There's a skill. So what I think corporations have pointed out is that dentistry, especially in this article, is showing it to the general public, it's a profitable business and it's worth investing in. They're actually telling people, we will go public and allow you to buy shares so that now you own the clinics that you're going to see. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. If you've got talent, no one can take them from you. So the world is always going to be fluxed. And how you adapt to this flux is your power. So I break up this article a little bit and I think, well, the number one thing I hear when I go to talk to clinics is how much better the supply costs are at corporations. I deal with the corporations and I see what they buy. I see the volume, and I also see that when you have people who work for you that don't pay the bills necessarily, that they can be rather demanding on the quality of the supply they use or particular. And in order to keep them happy, you have to provide that. You may lose some efficiency in choice when you have employees rather than owners. Just keep that in mind. So as long as I've been around, supplies have always been 6 to 8% in a dental clinic, even at the corporate level where they're telling you, let's get the 5%. Is it that dramatic of a change to the bottom line? Especially when there's no longer an owner that's watching the use of supplies. Many private practices I work with are actually below average corporate supply costs. There does not need to be a compromise on quality. You just need to be responsible for what you use and understand the costs that are associated. It's the business of dentistry. You're paying attention to your labor and mostly the efficiency of the products you use. You know when you use a bulk fill composite with a one-step bond, you can get that $300 filling done in 20% less chair time and put somebody in the chair next door to fill that time. If you understand that, you understand the business of dentistry and how to compete. Too often, I find that clinics think that they know better than an expert at purchasing supplies. Only a person working on this side of the fence knows how to extract an extra 10 or 20% from the manufacturers, how to get the right timing on buying supplies, when it's a good time to buy more, like buy two, get one free, or 3+1. But right now I know that that promotion isn't on and it generally comes in 2 months from now. So you're out, just buy one. And how to give a discount that matters, that's actually legitimate. That's another misconception in our business. There's a lot of sales guys that go around and offer huge discounts. It's not a fee guide. We do not in our industry on a retailer's end have a given fee guide like you do on your end. We don't all have a $1,000 crown and we give 20% off. We can make the retail price our own and give a discount of any type. Like Canadian Tire, you never buy a tool until it's 75% off or you're paying too much. The actual price on a screwdriver should be $2, not $10. We can make up our own retail pricing in this business and then tell you what we want, what we think you want to hear. 20% off of dental supplies doesn't matter if you were already 20% cheaper than the other guy. Anyways, it takes skill to take advantage of well-timed promotions, and it takes relationships with manufacturers to get those timely promotions. And that's hard for an owner and assistant to find time to do. It's a full-time job, even for a guy with several decades of experience like myself, to sift through the hundreds of different promotions and to build the relationships so that you get that inside information about when those promotions are likely to run. So if you want to drive down the costs and compete on your supply end of it, consult with an expert. Not me necessarily. Trust somebody. It can be my competitor, but have that strong relationship and know that they're taking care of your bottom line. Trust them to do that, just like your patient trusts you to provide the level of skill that you've put and invested so much time. Just like you have an accountant that you trust to do your taxes and give you the best advice, or a lawyer for your legal advice. Find that person that will work for you, that's driven to drive down your costs and hopes to be your best but least expensive employee. As a matter of fact, it's my opinion that this person who has many business skills and many contacts can actually help your business. I think that they actually eliminate their costs by providing you all these other avenues to drive your top line. And on that note, if you haven't taken advantage of the flash sales we have, there's a 2+1. So go get it because it expires Friday. I know by the time you're listening to this podcast, or if you're one of the people outside of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan that's listening, you're not going to be able to take advantage of that because it's going to be too late. But I wish you have a great weekend.